key metrics and analysis for ongoing success. So these are some of the new matrices. Pay per click we have learned, but there are a few others which comes out here. Click through rate, CTR, and bounce rate. CTR indicates how well you add, your ads and keywords are performing. More clicks are happening due to those language, due to those keywords. That means you've done it rightly. But within some short time, if people abandon that page or abandon your website, etc., or a digital property, that means the bounce rate is high. Okay, so based on the click-through rate or bounce rate, whether relevance of your landing page is there with customer or not can be determined. Cost per acquisition, CPA, and customer lifetime value, CLV. Cost per acquisition means how much it cost you to acquire a new customer. Now, if that cost can be controlled, your profitability can be improvised. While CLV guideline, investment, customer acquisition and subsequent retention and extracting the more business out of this retained customer. So this has to be understood by you, and data-driven decision making helps you with this kind of thing. You can build in your this matrix. My cost of acquisition will be now this. Once you have arrived through a data decision, past the data, you realize that your cost of acquisition is 500 rupees. Now you can, in a sustained manner, objectively decide how this 500 can become 475. This 25 rupees reduction means 25 rupees is adding into your profit. So this is what perspective. How customer on an average buying 5000 rupees worth of goods can made to buy 5500, later 6500. So this is a lifetime of value that you can maximize extracting. Actionable step is, it requires regular evaluation and look at those matrices, the data behind, the change that is happening, and how objectively you can put various marketing tactics to improvise on that. Advanced metrics and their impact. So there are some advanced metrics. What we learned earlier was the basic metrics. You have things like social media engagement, email marketing performance. So things like likes, share, comment are linked to the social media engagement. So that will give you an engagement metrics. Open rate, click through this thing, etc. Are linked to say email marketing. So this study will give you effectiveness of your media and the campaign. SEO performance and return on investment. You have been investing in the SEO. You have optimized things. You have done needed to create a better organic way of growth on the digital media. So how do you know that what you have done is paying off? So like monitor the keyword ranking that you have chosen. Where does it stand? Domain authority that you have been using it for your digital property. Return on investment. Calculate overall what are you earning out of it. And that is what, when compared apple to apple, gives you measurable impact of your SEO efforts. And therefore, you will know whether your overall marketing investment is paying you off or not. So this actionable advanced steps for the advanced metrics is that you must get into further refining your digital marketing strategy. And when you do that, then the application of this advanced metrics becomes feasible, and data around that when gathered and inferred will give you idea about impact on return on investment. How this data-driven decision-making is making difference in marketing. In marketing, it is all about data that can help you with strategy of product, price, place, promotion. If it is a service marketing, including people, people, place and physical evidence, etc. People, process and physical evidence, my apology. So there are 7 P's in service and 4 P's in product marketing. Around that, you are able to create data-driven decision-making. We learned earlier in the Starbucks example, location decision is based on data. So that's a place decision is based on data. you are able to optimize your campaigns. So based on the past learning, you know what is working, what is not working. So you will certainly avoid what is not working. You may take a risk to do something new, but you will certainly not do what is not working. So that way your campaign gets optimized and your engagement with customer will be very, very engaging. So at least the brand will stand in the good book or the top of mind. So why it is implemented in marketing? Because marketing also needs informed decisions on many front. Change in segmentation criteria. Emerging product need. Okay, emerging customer problems. Okay, so likewise, all the product price, place, promotion. What is price strategy working? What is not working? Likewise, say like Uber and all do that surge pricing. So that is also out of real-time data that they collect. Occupancy of their asset, which is car, versus demand. Searches made for going from point A to point B, they determine that demand is more than the supply. So surge the price. So likewise, even pricing, promotion, etc., you can apply DDDM concept out here. That will eventually make your money spent very effective and therefore better return on investment. And it's not return on investment. You will remain continuously competitive in a very fiercely competition market. You will create a unique digital differentiation that will get you edge over your competition. So scope, when it comes to DDDM in marketing, it starts right from the data collection through various touch points that customer interacts, analyzing them, integrating them, phasing it into the problem recognition, information search, decision, evaluation, post-purchase. Likewise, you are able to then apply the advanced tool, get to know the behavioral change, the practice change, etc. And thereby you take corrective strategic and tactical decisions and thereby optimize your marketing spend. Data collection and integration. So here you collect data through various sources. As it is mentioned, websites, social media, CRM systems, etc. Can you look at separately? No. You require a holistic view. And therefore, the integration is required. When you are able to integrate, you get a comprehensive insight, not specific, web-based insight or social media-based insight. You get a comprehensive insight about the consumer behavior as well as impact of your campaign based on the campaign-based performance change in the consumer behavior. So this is the impact that integration will bring for you. So to achieve that, you have to decide various tools that will help you to integrate. Again, it's a technical subject matter. How will you consolidate the data? Do you have a uniform kind of a data being collected? Then only the consolidation is possible. So then how can it be more accurate and how can it be more consistently being available to you, regular interval? So for that, you require strong data governance practice and validation, that is quality check we have learned earlier. So this will give you fruitful inference. Analytical tools and softwares, so to say, utilize tools like Google Analytics, SEM Rush, HubSpot for data analysis and insight gathering. So that's what one can do. Impact of this is it helps marketers to take various laid down performance metrics for them and then learn various trends that is happening, behavioral trend, usage trend, etc. And thereby take strategic and tactical decision that will overall optimize the impact of your strategy. So for which the actionable thing could be choose tool that align your marketing goal and offer you a real-time data analysis in a harmonious manner. One integrated view. Regularly update and customize those tools. Find that it is still suitable for you. Can meet your future need. That's what one has to do. Continuous monitoring and testing. We have earlier discussed all this thing is futile if you do not continuously monitor, do not empower yourself with testing, experimentation, creativity, innovation. So regularly review various metrics that you use, various tools that you use to identify the trend and test whether different strategies are applied and whether you are able to optimize changes that you have bought in. So this is what action that you do, for which the impact that you gather is continuous monitoring ensures that your strategies are responsive to changing market condition. Because you are doing continuous monitoring, you are understanding the changing pattern, changing trend. You have adopted internally to address those changing trend. As a result, your applied marketing strategy, tool, promotion will be found more responsive. Customer will respond you very well. And as a result, you will be able to face the current market condition well, for which the actionable steps are: conduct first of all A and B testing on various campaign and choose the one which is best going to give you the best result and thereby optimize the outcome of the investment done. Then use dashboard to monitor key performance indices index, so that, and that also done in a real time, so that you know what is working for you, where your money spent is optimized, where your money spent is not optimized because something is not working for you. One of the important aspects in marketing is segmentation also. So how segmentation and personalization can be achieved through DDDM. So use data segments. You have customers that you have segmented, various demographic and other features and aspects can be created to not only validate macro segment, create niche segment, but important is your ability to do personalized marketing efforts. So this personalization that you are achieving means you are able to identify nano or say niche segments, their behavioral traits, based on which you are able to determine what needs to be communicated, how and what kind of offer will attract them, and then you plan your campaign. It leads to better engagement and conversion rate. So impact is, one, you are able to achieve personalization in your marketing with the segments and create a relevant communication. He feels that that's something in it for him, and therefore he engages better and ultimately leads to product acquisition and the satisfaction. So you see that that's a impact that you get out of it. So actionable steps are: segment your audience as much as onto demographic, behavioral preference, purchase trend, etc., and many such parameters, and then tailor your content, offer and various things to meet the requirement to attract that segment. That's the actionable state. So we have understood a lot of areas where DDDM can be really useful. Now, after completing that, we enter into section on challenges in implementing DDDM. First of all, the quality and integrity. Different formats, different queries leads to poor quality, insufficient, inaccurate data. Okay, now this leads to incompleteness in the data, and you are therefore not able to really comprehend or compile data in an efficient manner that will lead to misinterpretation, therefore misguided decision. So you have to have a rigorous data governance policy which will look at cohesively, harmoniously entire operation, determine what data needs to be collected from which touch point of the customer and operation as well as various functions seamlessly in such a way that you are able to create an integrated view, integrated analysis, etc. You are able to validate things, etc., and it is continuously updated. So data silos is one approach where you store data in a separate disconnected system, hinders comprehensive analysis. So this is also one of the challenge, in the sense data are stored in a structure which is very rigid structure. They are separated, they are disconnected. Now, when you sit on to inference stage, you have to pull the data out, get the data. That's where the problem will happen. So you will not be able to do a proper analysis. Solution is, of course, create an integration tool where data is not in a silo, but data is on a platform which allows internal exchange of data, pulling out of the data, etc., saving it maybe on a temporary platform which is used for just pulling the data for analysis and inferences. And then it is again, data is not actually eliminated from the original source, it is only extracted and used. So say data is safe, you are able to achieve your data analysis requirements, so that unified view, access and inference will facilitate. So we have understood key challenges, not that it's a comprehensive list. So now we come into a section in which we will try to understand how do you overcome resistance and various skill gaps you may have. Resistance to change is human nature. So everyone, every time any change required, you may have a resistance. First is the cultural shift required. We have already discussed this. How do you achieve cultural shift? So that section you have to see in totality. So here, effort is from intuition, gut feel based, subjectivity sources based decision to bring it to the objective data driven decision. That's a shift you have to bring. So here, cultural shift that you have to bring is leadership should endorse the database objective assessment. Leadership should drive, leadership should demonstrate, move with the example, create clear communication, set your expectations clearly among the team member, so that gradual but sure integration will start. People will start considering data-driven decision making. That will be the biggest shift. Consideration to consider data-driven, this thing is the biggest shift that you achieve. Lack of data literacy, the next milestone is the literacy about the data, ability to see the data, comprehend out of it, and accurately and cohesively evaluate it, etc. Their inability to comprehend other perspective, that may impact their current decision making. So you require a training program. You will have to build their, say, maybe advanced Excel, this thing, maybe generative AI skill set, etc. So various such training on the tool use and objective assessment will empower them. So managing data volume and complexity. So here, volume generation will be always very large, because now you have moved into a platform which is going to give you real-time data. Now, if you are not able to pull in and save, you are into a state where future the data will not be available. Therefore, it is very required that you learn to handle this overwhelming jump into the data that is coming to you. See that how do you store it, how do you identify what is what, etc. Implement the data management system and various analytic tools to effectively store, restore when needed, process the data, etc., for getting inferences out of the data analysis. Complexity, another data analysis complexity, is extracting meaningful insight from the complex data set required advanced analytics capability. Person using it should know various heads of data collected, how each one are related. That's his way. Now, to help him, if you can bring in advanced analytics capability or the tool that will give him that perspective, then he will be able to use it effectively. So utilize AI, that is what artificial intelligence and machine learning tools, to deep data analysis supported by various predictive elements, etc. And on the other hand, hire trained data scientists. Today, even AI prompt specialists are very much in demand. So that's how you get into solution mode. The next on chapter is ensuring privacy, security, and cost management. What is privacy and security concern? Vast data is coming in and they are stored within your supercomputer or whatever, your server, etc. Multiple accesses are available. How do you ensure that wrong person do not extract the data with ill intention, or the right person do not access the data with ill intention, etc. Data is not transferred easily, etc. So various privacy settings, various data protection settings has to be looked in. Ensure compliance with the data protection regulation on one hand, that you comply the laid down law of the land vis-a-vis technological various tools, locks, etc. available. So put that into practice. So like cybersecurity measures and all, and thereby make the access difficult. Cost of implementation. The initial setup cost of DDDM infrastructure will be very high. How do you extract best out of it? Maybe you do the pilot, demonstrate the return on investment to the management, then get into the optimal solution. Maybe initially you have internal this thing, move to cloud, etc. And there may be ways to overcome upfront investment. There are many vendors who may be providing you access to the storage areas, etc. So there are many options technologically available. We are not supposed to go there as such, but understand that establishing an ROI will be very, very required. Okay. Then management gives you the go ahead. Integration and continuous improvement. We have read this earlier, so I will be little say quickie out here. When you implement DDDM in existing business, that is a challenging process. You are already ongoing. Now you are adding something, which is always a change, and change is always difficult. So therefore, you have to have a phase-wise integration path, which do not disturb your current functioning. At the same time, it improvises your current functioning. So when you reach a milestone where data-driven decision-making is arrived, your other systems are already in place. So that's what you have to achieve. Compatibility, improvement, do those changes in a phased manner so you are eventually ready. Keeping the data current, that is another this thing wherein you have to ensure that data is always updated. So there was a check that has to be there that all the required data are coming and they are getting uploaded, updated, or there is some hindrance that has happened so that from one particular node the data is not coming. So those kind of checks. Solution is automated data collection and processing software and infrastructure should be in place, and data review system should be in place, which is manual intervention. Case studies and real life examples. So here this is what we are discussing. Google. At Google, how do they implement this? So for performance management and leadership development, they use tools like self-assessment and feedback survey. We have earlier also seen this, where 360 degree assessments and all is done. At Amazon, the DDDM is applied to personalized shopping experiences and drive sales through data-driven product recommendation. So when you visit Amazon and start searching for it, they definitely help you with all the past algorithm, with their algorithm studying your past purchase behavior, product choices, etc. Vis-a-vis better product recommendation. People who consider this also consider this, or the joint this along with this, you know, so those kind of recommendations come to you. So you are able to take a judicious data driven decision. Starbucks, they use this for the real estate decision making. They optimize, so this is again a repetition, where optimum store placement, the right location for the store, to first of all to have the store, that is done. Then the place based optimization study is done. That is all through the past compiled data about various properties that they already have. So that being the case, you can see that data driven decision making is actually been applied in number of industries, number of functions, and we have studied so many aspects about it. Thank you, friends. With this, we end this chapter.